The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
I felt like the tone that was set was like you were preparing to...
I wasn't preparing to say anything. I thought you were.
Okay, I just got that vibe.
I thought you were playing like the...
I don't have anything
to... straight man, like the quiet guy. And
I am straight.
No, I know, but... Well, I am too. It does, by you playing the straight man does not mean that one of us is not.
Exactly. It's just...
There could be two straight men in a comedy duo.
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't make for a good comedic duo to have two straight men.
I think two gay men would be the funniest.
Yes.
But hey guys, welcome to Super Megacast episode 304. That's quite a big number.
That's a mouthful.
304. You know what
Imagine
sucks?
If you had to eat that many M&Ms.
I'd
puke. You get a stomach ache.
I would puke. See, that's how you know we've been doing this for a while. The number of podcast episodes, if eating that many M&Ms would make you sick to your stomach, that's how you know you're like an OG podcast at that point. How many M&Ms could you eat before you got sick?
You were going to say something.
Well, I'd like to hear this answer first.
How many M&Ms could I eat
before you would like realistically get sick?
How many are in a pack?
What's the serving size of M&Ms?
I'm going to guess there are like 30 in a pack.
I could probably eat 100 M&Ms. No, maybe that might actually be a small amount of M&Ms.
I feel like I could eat probably over 200 M&Ms. There are nights where I used to go crazy with some donuts or some cookies, a nice 13 cookie tote from McDonald's.
I've done the same. I you know what? I have done the 13 cookie tote thing, but it was like it was when I woke up in like a fugue state and just ate it. But goddamn, it was good. And I woke up in the morning and I was like, did I eat all those cookies? Let me see how many M&Ms are in a pack.
Okay. I said around 30.
56 candies.
Damn.
So...
Ooh, I could have probably like...
I think three bags of M&Ms would probably get me sick.
I think 4 to 5, and then I'd be like, just wait, just fuck.
M&Ms are so rich, you know? It's like, they're so sweet. It's that candy shell.
Peanut M&Ms are amazing.
Oh, I could eat about 1.5 million of those.
You get two treats in one.
I know. Well, what I was going to say was, I meant to point this out on the last episode, 303, that it was episode 303. And,
Your favorite band.
I could have made a good, a good funny joke about the band. 303. Don't trust a hoe. Never trust a hoe. Don't trust a hoe. Don't trust me. She bought them, found them, bought them, found them. You know, that one? Some of you guys might be too young to remember that smash hit.
Oh, that's when I was in high school?
I was in middle school. Or maybe I was even younger.
Early high school?
She wants to touch me, yo. She wants to look. Was it called just Don't Trust Me?
Don't trust a hoe.
Dude, that song actually is
me.
Pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah?
This song came out in 2008.
You know another
song is
good?
I was in sixth grade.
Back from the day? Latch.
Oh, by Disclosure? That song is really good. Disclosure is really, really good. Those guys are insane producers.
You know who sucks?
Sam Smith.
Oh, yeah. You know who else sucks?
Who?
I don't mean to step on anyone's toes here. Sean Paul. Sean Paul blows.
I know you're making shit up.
No, I love Sean Paul. I'm a big Sean Paul head.
I know where that but. Dude, there's one at the very beginning of that song. I don't know what he says, but it sounds like he says,
Matt Watson's gonna be turning me on.
I wish he said it like that in like a very white voice.
I got the right Matt Watson.
Tell me what he's saying
to
here.
To shelter you from the storm.
Sounds like he's saying shot, like naughty, farty, shoddy. Listen to this.
What?
Oh, it's playing on my Bluetooth speaker at home. Hold on. If anyone's in my living room right now, they're like, what the fuck? Started playing
would,
Temperature by Sean Paul.
If anyone's in your living room, would be a burglar.
Wait. It's coming up.
Farty naughty.
Yeah. Farty naughty,
farty naughty
shoddy.
Farty naughty shoddy.
Dude, Sean Paul is so fucking sick.
What's he doing these days? Do you know?
I don't know. We could probably get him on the podcast.
What's his most recent release?
Yeah, let me see if Sean Paul.
Sean Paul, if you're out there.
If you're a Meghead, Sean Paul, we'd love to have you on the podcast.
Reach out if because who doesn't want to be on the Super Mega Cast?
Sean Paul Ryan Francis Enriquez OD is a Jamaican. Ryan, he has your name in his name. He has Paul Ryan in his name. Hey, Francis is a family name for me. It's my grandma's name. So Sean Paul Ryan Francis. He's 49. He's from Kingston. Most searched thing. Is Sean Paul white?
Is Sean Paul white?
His grandfather is Jewish. And his mother is English and Chinese Jamaican descent.
Okay.
So, interesting. I'm trying to see if he still makes music. Yeah, Sean Paul, March 11th, 2022. How We Do It, featuring Pia Mia.
I mean, you could probably just go to Sean Paul's Spotify.
I don't know where to, I'm gonna be keeping you on. I got the right temperature to shelter you from the storm. One like a Never Shout Never cover of that song. Girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. Okay. And girl, I want to be the papa, you can be the mom. Uh-oh. No, a Hobo Johnson Sean Paul cover. That's what I want to hear.
Latest release, Scorcha. Hold up, it's loading. Scorcha is an album. As we enter, wine up. Ooh, wine up.
Yo, what the hell? Dude. I didn't know that he had a chart-topping song. That's the name of a song that is... Is this new? His voice is so good, dude. It just like... It's like a machine gun of syllables.
That's wine up. Do you want to hear...
He has a popular song. I didn't realize that's the same name as a song that I'm releasing later this year. And now I'm upset.
Is it called Dynamite?
No. It's a song with Patsu and it's...
Is it called Bouncing?
It's called Cheap Thrills.
Cheap Thrills?
Or just Cheap Thrill. Wait, is this Cheap Thrills? Yeah, theirs is Cheap Thrills. Mine's Cheap Thrill.
Okay, good.
They probably sound the exact same.
It's only involving one Cheap Thrill.
One Cheap Thrill, yeah. It's a song he did with Sia, I guess. Not your trainer.
Okay. I was about to.
Yeah, when you told me you were training with Sia, I was like, oh, really? I didn't know that they did a boxing training. I'm watching everyone starting to get ready for Creator Clash 2. And honestly, at first I felt a little left out that I'm not doing it. And now I'm just like, thank fucking God I'm not
thankful.
Doing that again.
Well, I think it's because...
No shade on the event. I'm just saying like...
You and I got beat
I'm
up pretty bad.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it makes sense. You are going to a neurologist.
I am, yeah.
To see a... If you have any lasting effects from your concussion.
Well, I've that's why I'm wearing these sunglasses, because I just went online the bright lights. It's better not to. Because every single night, my pupils dilate to the size of like fucking, like it looks like I'm on like three tabs of acid.
You're going to come in with a cast and you're going to be like, yeah, checked on the internet. If your arm hurts, odds are it's broken.
Yep.
So the best way to mend that would be to cast it up.
I'm going
to
start self-diagnosing.
So I looked up a DIY cast on YouTube.
Someone did that and killed themselves because they used cement and tightened it really hard and basically...
Constricted their blood flow? Wouldn't that only, like, need the chop
Well,
off
no,
their
it
arm?
Constricted it enough where all the blood in here got poisoned. So then when they took the cast off like 2 months later, it released all the poison and they instantly died.
Oh.
I saw that on 1,000 Ways to Die. But look at this, dude. This is the other night. And like, this is me in my bright living room. That's how big my pupils just
those
get.
Those are some big ass pupils.
They just get fucking massive, dude.
And you're not doing your usual.
Nope, no drugs.
Okay.
No drugs whatsoever. Are you sure? Nah, man.
Okay.
I'm off the crack, man.
The crack's not what I'm worried about, but okay.
Yeah, no, these are big ass pupils.
Plus, crack is Hunter Biden's problem.
I'm pretty sure crack makes your pupils smaller. Right? It's a stimulant?
I don't know. I haven't done crack this week.
Okay, yeah, this week. Hey, man, I'm not smoking crack anymore.
Found it, brother.
But I'm not smoking crack any less. Yeah, Hunter Biden.
What about that?
What's going on? Have you guys seen this? Have you heard about this? The Hunter Biden smoking crack?
It's crazy.
Yeah, dude. You know, the conservatives are, you know, really getting all these videos out there of Hunter Biden smoking crack and sleeping with hookers.
Getting his dick sucked.
Dude, honestly, I think it just makes him look like a badass. I think it has the opposite effect of what they're going for. I just look at this guy and I'm like, this guy fucking kicks ass,
This
dude.
Is the life I want to live.
He's smoking crack.
Banging hookers left and right.
Fucking getting naked with hookers, fondling himself in a sensory deprivation tank.
Doing way more than getting just naked with hookers.
Yeah, he's getting some head.
Oh, yeah. No videos of him having sex?
No, I think there are.
Oh.
He's got a pretty big dick,
good.
Too.
He's got a nice penis.
I thought that maybe the kids on 4chan would have, like, made it smaller before they released those pictures. That would have been funny.
No, the people on 4chan just want the truth.
That's, yeah. On the poll board, that's what they seek out, and that's why they did this. But I always look at this, and it's always someone's iCloud is what they get into, and I'm
that
like,
was the
is iCloud
celebrity shit?
Either it's really not secure, or well, I don't think Hunter Biden necessarily probably has the best password management. Probably doesn't have two-factor on.
I mean, it's the same shit that got all those the fappening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back in 2014,
they got us in that, man.
14, 15.
2013, I think, because 13? I was in high school still.
Okay.
Trust me, I remember, Ryan. I was in high school still.
Good, good, good. Okay.
Trust me.
You'd remember when the fappening took place. Where
oh,
were
yeah.
you?
I was
where
actually,
were you with fappening 2.0?
I don't remember 2.0, but I remember when the first fappening happened. I was on the school bus. It's like talking about like 9/11. Like, where were you when the towers fell? I was on the school bus and I was on my Android and I went on Reddit and I was like,
because it probably got to like.
Dude, I got home and I ran straight to my room.
/all or like popular.
Yeah, I did.
Or some
and
shit.
I was like, I gotta go upstairs real quick. Ran up to my room. I didn't jerk off, but I was just like,
good.
I gotta see this.
Good.
No, I mean those photos were shared non-consensually, so
exactly.
I'd be wrong to jerk off to them.
There's no reason anyone should have masturbated to those photos.
No. Same with Hunter Biden's videos. If you masturbate to Hunter Biden's penis or smoking crack, you know, you might be cool with it, actually.
You can masturbate to the hookers all you want. But if you masturbate to Hunter Biden,
specifically his penis. You know, my favorite thing about all those Hunter Biden videos is, like, when you look at him, you see in his face Joe Biden. Like, you could see Joe Biden's eyes.
It's young Joe Biden.
Yeah, no, you really, like, some angles, it's like, that just looks like Joe Biden. So watching Joe Biden's spawn that looks like him smoke crack and argue with a girl over how much crack is on the scale. He's like,
2.07.
He's like, it's 2.07. It's 20.07, but, you know, when you're smoking crack, I don't.
Yeah, the math doesn't, the whole math subject probably doesn't do well when you're on drugs.
20. You know, honestly, I just like, I think that this does a lot for him PR-wise, because he just looks like
a
fucking badass.
It's fucking fantastic for him.
He looks cool as hell.
We watched a video on YouTube that put dope-ass music behind him.
It was like rap music, and it was him fucking smoking crack, flopping his little
getting
his big
head.
Wiener around. He's getting head, dude. He's fucking, you know?
Yeah, you don't see his penis.
It was all, they zoomed in so you couldn't see it, but dude, he's laying on the bed shirtless. That girl's putting her feet like in his ears, and he's like, oh.
He gets in like a bubble bath where I'm surprised that his dick just wasn't visible.
It is visible.
It's in that video?
Yeah, he gets in a sensory deprivation tank
oh,
with a white claw.
So his dick made it into the video.
Well, in that specific shot, I think it's, you know, the water diffusion or whatever the fuck. It's diffraction.
Yeah.
Can't really see it very well. But I did see his penis, and there's a lot of pictures of it. And I will say, man, he's well endowed, which makes me wonder if old President Joseph Biden is the same way.
If he got it from his father or if he got it from his mother.
Do you know where if penis size comes from, father and mother? That's actually, I'm curious about that.
Well, I'm sure like the it could come from either or.
My mom's
right?
got a big cock, so it might be where I got it from. Does penis?
She did. She had to get that shit reduced.
Yeah, thing was hurting her back. Come from? Does penis size come from dad or mom?
Either, right?
Penis just, size is dependent on a combination of genes, specifically the sex chromosomes received from your parents. The sex chromosomes decide one's biological sex and secondary sexual characteristics that appear during puberty, such as facial hair in males and... okay, wait. Here's something about if... See, they're saying your penis size could be a factor of genes from either parent. Yeah. Both.
Because, like, it's all decided by either or parent. It's like...
But is penis size genetic?
Ooh. Is it just like you can carry down the family like trait of a big penis or
what
a small penis?
What determines penis size? Is penis size genetic? And how does a person end up with a micro penis? I don't know, Ryan. How?
Just dumb luck from my experience. But, hey, you get to flick it a few times. That's It's like a nice little party stops. Trick. I can fit it in most beer bottles.
If I had a micro penis, I would use that as my party trick. Come on, man, please.
Don't act like we're not.
No.
Okay.
Come on, dude. I don't want that out there. But if I had a micro penis, I would love to, that'd be my party trick. I'd whip it out. I'd ask people first, but you guys be seeing something cool?
Whoop. I can fit like, it. Whoa. I bet you I can fit it in your beer bottle. No,
when they're not looking.
Yep.
Hey, gotcha. The old penis in the beer bottle trick. And he's like, oh, you got me, dude.
Oh, yeah, I know. Bet your penis couldn't fit in that beer bottle. He tries. Oh, it can't. I have an average-sized penis.
Oh. Fellas, a mother's exposure to chemicals such as phthalates, as well as drugs and alcohol, can impact the size of the child's penis.
Your mom was a heavy drinker during pregnancy, too.
Yeah, she was. Heavy smoker, too.
Mostly cigars, though.
Yeah, which you don't inhale, so that's...
Yeah.
Well, that was the loophole. She's like, I can smoke as long as it's cigars. But what are phthalates? Phthalates. I'm sure my mom probably did plenty of those. Yeah, so guys, if you have a small penis, you can go ask your mom. Mom, did you drink when you were pregnant with me?
Ooh.
Did you consume phthalates?
That's how they find out.
Yeah.
They find out. I couldn't ditch the southern accent there.
I was talking to Jim about this last night. Sometimes, like, when I'm back home, it'll come out just a little bit. Like,
a little twang.
When I'm talking to, like, my dad or family members, I notice it's a little bit, what's it called? It's called a linguistic assimilation. Ross told us about this.
Or you're coding, whatever the fuck that term is.
I'm white coding myself when I go home. And,
yeah.
Yeah, dude. I think Clifford the Big Red Dog's a little black coded. All right, we're going to go to ad breaks, guys. We'll be right back. Thanks.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Welcome back, everyone.
Hey, guys.
Well, how'd you like those ad breaks?
They loved them. I know now, they did.
Matt.
Yes, sir.
During the break, you told me that I have a good story to tell you.
I didn't say it like that.
I'd love to hear it. I want to know what this epic is.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think I'll tell you. Because now you've given it too much hype, and it's not going to live up to the hype.
Is it not?
No, it's a great story, but it's just a
no,
small,
no, it's a fucking
it's like a smaller one. So if it comes in with like an intro, like, now you said you got this great story, then I'm like,
it's about Ben Beal, right?
It is about Ben Beal. The next Macklemore. No, Ben always drops these like little bombs on me and everyone else when we're hanging out. They were like, what? Like, I found out he was a leash kid.
Oh.
He was one of the kids on leashes. And so, you know, he's a rapper. I found out that his first Instagram account, which he had for like a year or two, and I think his dad had to tell him, it was Ben is a rapper, but he spelled rapper wrong. So it said Ben is a raper. And that was his Instagram handle for like a year or two before he realized it was two P's.
How old was he?
Old enough, I think. So Ben is a raper. And he said it just looked like penis raper because just Ben, like at a first quick glance. So that fucking makes me crack up to think
Ben
about.
Ben is a raper.
Oh, no.
Damn, Ben. But now it's I am Ben Beal or something like that.
I think so. Well, you know, you had to change that last one, unfortunately. That's what the fucking woke mob does these days, you know?
It was just a joke, sweetheart.
Jesus. You know, sweetie, you'd be a little more attractive if you smiled more. You know, I think women would look a lot prettier if they smile more.
Oh, come on.
You know?
You look like you had a rough day.
Come on, pussycat.
I did. Yeah, you're wearing it on your face, too. All right.
My mom says men say that to her still.
Well, your mom's just got a downer of a face.
Yeah, it's like very contorted. And
even when she smiles, it's all sagging down.
So I get why people say it to her.
I think it's beautiful.
I think it's beautiful, too.
I think age is beautiful.
I think age is, I think it's
the
like
aging
wine.
Process, getting gray hairs, getting that peppery beard.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. I'm starting to get my gray beard now.
Your mom's already had hers for about, when'd she start going gray?
I'm 30.
Because that face carpet sure followed.
Yeah. I think that was probably 30, 31.
Mm.
She had me at 32, I think.
It tickles the face.
It does. Yeah. I remember being a kid and getting those good night kisses. Speaking of being a kid, I just got all of my childhood tapes from 2007.
I know. You
digitized.
You had a multi-part thread on Twitter about it.
I know. I was going through the other night and I was having so much fun and just finding good moments, clipping out. Yeah, I have a Twitter thread with some good moments, but I have like 6-7 hours of footage total. And then I was like, oh, I might just cut it into a compilation maybe, but there's some good, there's some golden.
I don't
there.
Know if people would want that. If people comment that they want that, I guess.
Well, I don't know if people do want it because I don't know how interested
well,
people.
I don't know.
No, because I wouldn't give a fuck about someone else's home videos.
Yeah, but you're the Matt Watson.
That's true. No, it's just like even someone I'm interested in, I don't really care about home videos that much. So I don't know if it's one of those things where it's like, it looks like I'm like, oh, everyone else wants to see this for sure. But like no one really cares. There are some funny moments, though. I've been roasting Dale since I was just a wee boy. I'm 11 in those videos, and I'm just roasting the shit out of him.
Well, I mean, I did the same with my stepdad, because Jim is a very red man.
He's a very red man, yeah.
We'd always sing the What Makes the Red Man Red song to him from Peter Pan.
Oh, he didn't like that, did he?
Mm-mm.
Why would he not like that, dude? Jim seems like he's got a great sense of humor.
Well, the thing, we could never tell if he was embarrassed, honestly, because him blushing, you turn red when
exactly.
You blush. He's red by default, and his nipples are always erect.
Yeah, they are. I noticed that
they're
last time I saw
flaccid.
Him, I could see him through the shirt. Every picture of him, he's got it fucking poking through.
Is that a gene thing?
Well, you don't have to worry about it because you're stepdad, so.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, so, yeah, you don't have to worry about that. You know, I wonder if everything's a gene thing, technically, but I don't know if
Levi's
are hereditary.
It's a gene thing.
I like that. It's all in the jeans.
They should hire me at marketing for Levi's. Levi's jeans.
You guys will never believe Levi's new catchphrase. Like fucking Forbes articles about it. Like Levi's is changing the games with their new catchphrase.
Get on Fortune magazine.
Yeah. Meet the man who revolutionized the jean industry. Ryan McGee.
I thought it was a lovely story. You want to see a picture of Lieutenant Dan?
Sure. I love that part of the movie. He shows like the fucking like
the
Forbes.
Guy's laughing.
Yeah.
Is it weird that I have like this direct memory? Like I remember my dad explaining that joke to me the first time I watched Forrest Gump all the way through.
You didn't get it?
Well, I didn't know what Fortune magazine was. I know, put two and two together.
Now you're
in
it, though.
I was young as fuck, and he's like, no, that's a magazine for, like, rich people. I'm like, oh.
People like me and Ryan. We're on the cover. Go find that one. It's out there, but we don't like to brag, so. Actually, we're on the cover of, I think, two or three issues.
Ooh.
You know? Look pretty good.
I think it's about time for them to come out with Forrest Gump, too.
I was talking to Jim about this earlier this week. They had a whole script written, Gump & Co., and they canned it when 9/11 happened. So you guys can legitimately thank Osama bin Laden and his Al-Qaeda goonies for ruining Forrest Gump 2.
You can have my seat. He gives his ticket to the one of the people that hijacks the plane.
Oh, no, go ahead. I'll get the next one.
You know, it's weird. I bought four seats. But
I didn't mean to.
I could wait. You can have one of my tickets, too.
All four of you guys can take these seats. I heard that they did something one day.
They don't allow you to bring tools on the airplane, so I managed to sneak this by. It's like a Bowie knife.
Dude, it's just, whenever I think about 9/11.
Think about Seth MacFarlane narrowly escaping death on that fateful day.
I think about that.
Same here, brother.
I think about that, and I think about just, you know, how things could have been different if Mark Wahlberg had been there. If you'd been there, man, things would have gone down a lot different.
I'm going to make it back to my family. That's one thing I can promise you.
Yeah, the rest of the people weren't, dedicated to...
They weren't Mark Wahlberg.
They didn't want to live. You know, they weren't dedicated to stopping the terrorism, you know, the terrorist attack. Mark Wahlberg would have been the only person that dedicated to single-handedly stop the planes from crashing.
He could have piloted that shit.
Yeah.
Willpower. He's probably played a few flight simulators back in the day.
Doesn't even matter. He'll probably sit down and just be like, oh, yeah, you fucking steer, you pull up.
Oh, this makes perfect sense.
Doop, 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 doop. Exactly.
I don't know what lever that is.
Oh, they actually took that out in, like, 2003. Mm. I was pissed when they took that out because I always thought that was a fun feature of the flight. But, you know, I'm sure he would have been able to land the plane. He probably would have killed the terrorists. Then landed the plane himself.
He would have landed the plane in the Hudson River. In the goddamn Hudson River.
He would have done like a loop first.
Did you take a look at this? He landed the plane in the Hudson River.
You were talking to me about Sully and I got it confused with that Denzel Washington movie, Flight. And I was like, I'm drunk right now. And you're like, it's the wrong movie.
I'm drunk right now.
I haven't seen it. I've just seen that scene. Oh, I saw part of it.
I had four beers. I'm drunk. Drunk right now.
That's a really good Denzel Washington impression. You ever thought of... I don't think he does that in the courtroom. Have you ever thought about being a professional Denzel Washington impersonator?
Yeah, there's just one key trait I'm missing.
The voice?
Swagger.
Yeah. Oh, swagger. Yeah, dude. Absolutely. Well, no, I think you got some swagger.
Absolutely. Sorry, it made me think of the...
Always Sunny?
Yeah, that's like...
The pilot episode?
I think that's made me laugh the hardest out of anything I've ever seen from that show.
100% the
absolutely.
Pilot episode.
Absolutely.
He's like, goes up to the guys playing dominoes. He's just like, absolutely.
Yeah.
They just look at him.
Oh, so good. So, Rum Ham.
Hey! Love it, dude. Nathan Barnett's on that show. The guy that beat me up. He plays a sex offender.
Yes, he does.
He does. He plays a sex offender. I mean, I got to stop crossing my legs on the podcast. I keep looking at the camera and I look like
I'm
a little
crossing
doofus.
My legs.
Yeah, but when I do this, just with the white socks on, I'm like...
I'm mainly just shifting around, because spoiler alert, I still got back pain. Get those suckers off.
Fucking get those things off, man. Yeah, how's your epidural? You got epiduralized.
I guess it...
Do you feel it?
Sometimes I feel like it's better.
Call
slightly. Saul. Yay, tonight.
Tonight, baby.
Ooh, it comes back.
And yes.
We haven't had it spoiled for
No.
So
tonight
we
is,
can't spoil it for you because we also don't know
we
what
haven't
happens.
Seen it yet. But tonight is the
gonna
return.
Be a good night.
It is. Ryan's coming over, and we're going to watch the first episode of the second half of the final season of Better Call Saul, and then it's going to be once a week until the final episode on August 15th.
Every Monday.
Every Monday, baby. Layton asked if he could come watch it with us.
Did he?
And I was like, oh, have you seen it? And he's like, no, but I heard it's good, so I'm going to come watch it.
Did
and
he
I,
really?
He did, and I said no.
What sense does that make?
Well, I said, Layton, Ryan and I are really,
avid fans.
We're really weird about, you know, people talking during things.
Did you say that?
I just said Ryan
he's
and
gonna
I
He's going to listen to this part of the podcast. He's going to come. He's going to
No, I told him. I said, "Listen, man, nothing personal, but like no one else is coming over and we cannot
This is
a tradition with you and me.
We've been doing this since the apartment.
Yeah, season 3, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Now we're on season 6. You know, so it's basically just can't have, you know, people coming over and asking questions, especially
talking
after
about
such
Seinfeld.
A, no, absolutely not.
And Seinfeld's a good show. I haven't
Great
seen
show.
All of it yet.
Justin's never seen an episode. Isn't that funny?
Justin also doesn't like Galaxy Quest.
What's Galaxy Quest?
Tim Allen. It's a spoof on Star Trek. Movie Sigourney Weaver's in it.
Never seen that.
Alan Rickman, Sam Rockwell.
I don't think I've ever even heard of this.
The guy from Monk, Rain Wilson.
When did this come out?
It? The 90s.
Is this new?
No, it's the 90s.
Tim Allen, man, can't get enough of that goofball.
But he also doesn't like Austin Powers.
Yeah, that's when I knew something was off with Justin. He said that he hated Austin Powers. I'm like, okay. All right, Justin.
Yeah.
But loves Captain Phillips, hates Austin Powers.
Adores Captain Phillips.
The person.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't think that Captain Phillips did anything wrong.
I just love how...
By going against...
Protocol. Putting everyone... I just love how, like, everyone on that ship with him, like, came out and they're like, no, he's not a hero, he's a fucking asshole. Like, this guy sucks.
We weren't even supposed to be in that area. It's his fault. There were pirates there in the first place.
I know. I mean, he's just like, the movie makes him out to be this, like, I mean, Tom Hanks played him. So that's a pretty big honor. I just love that, like, in the movie, when they take him onto, like, the naval vessel, they, like, bring him, and he's, like, shaking, like, oh. But if you watch the real video, he's just like, thanks, guys.
That was fun. Hey, again sometime, huh? Hey, I'm just kidding.
Just kidding. You guys killed them? Nice. Are they,
Is his middle name start with an A?
Captain Phillips?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, then his initials would be Cap.
No. Well, his first name is not C.
Well, no.
His first name's not Captain.
You go by Captain, and then middle name, and then last name.
Well, Captain Richard Phillips.
Dude. Wait, it could be Crap.
Oh, shit,
dude. Captain Richard...
I got
his
middle
name. Come on.
No way, dude.
Please be like Anthony or Adams or Aries. Any A names. Any of the A names will do. Artemis.
I'm on his Wikipedia page and it does not have a middle name listed.
Arthur.
What? His wife's middle name, his wife's name's Andrea Phillips.
With an A?
Yeah. What's his full name, dude? Oh, fuck, dude. I got to figure this out, man. Captain Phillips full name.
Maybe he doesn't have a middle name.
Everything just says Richard Phillips, dude. Dude, what? Oh, bro, the pirate gets out of prison in 2038. June 20th, 2038. We got to go to his release and just have, like, you know, like, spray some champagne on him and be like, hey, welcome back, buddy.
Yeah, I'm not finding it.
I can't. Why is it not out there? Where? This is really pissing me off, man.
Yeah, this is very unfortunate. The real Captain Phillips.
I'm sure we could find it somewhere. Captain Phillips, no hero in real life, says ship's crew. Yeah, dude.
Sure.
Is Captain Phillips real?
Sure.
Is Captain Phillips still alive? Yeah. Captain Phillips, I'd love to get him on the podcast.
So how was it? It was pretty fun. You know, just went down to A-Deck, got some waters.
And we got boarded by four armed pirates.
He just ducks in movie quotes.
They had four arms?
And all of a sudden something crashes in the background. What was that? What was that?
And his nipples get really erect. Got it. That's
all
I know.
His Jim's nipples.
Yeah, dude. In the last scene in Captain Phillips, when they're checking him out and he's all shaky, like his nipples are hard as fuck. Dude,
I would love Tom Hanks to play Jim.
Tom Hanks would not do a great Jim.
Jim.
Not that Jim, no. Who would play that Jim? Our Jim. Maybe like Michael Cera. No, Michael Cera would play Leighton.
Who would play Jim? Old Jim, maybe, what's his name? Sam.
Sam Hyde?
No.
He'd play a good Jim. They share a lot of ideologies and stuff.
Sam Edwards? No, what's his fucking name? Hold up.
Edward Norton can play Jim.
Edward Norton?
He could play Jim. Oh, Tom Cruise plays you, and then I'm played by, Tom Cruise would be a great Ryan, but who would play me? I mean, what's his face? Everyone always compares me to him. He looks goofy.
Sam Elliott could be older Jim.
The mustache? Okay.
Just like age Jim, and then make his neck hang a lot.
What about,
and then he was in a movie recently.
Who's the guy I'm thinking of, dude? Why can't I?
He in?
You know what?
What movie did I watch with Sam Elliott?
I'm going to the neurologist because not only my pupils get big at night, but since the concussion, I have the hardest time just randomly like remembering or recalling certain things, and I'll just lose my train of thought halfway through more than I used to. And fucking Steve Buscemi, that's what I'm trying to think of. It's like I couldn't remember his name. It just blanks. My mind just goes. I'm gonna have to sit there and I'm like,
ever seen a movie called The Messengers?
Nope.
Okay. It's a good movie. It has a good scene with Steve Buscemi and Woody Harrelson.
What's the movie where he's on the phone and he's like, I'm gonna kill your fucking wife and fucking kids?
I don't know.
Have you seen that clip? Steve Buscemi on like a payphone. He's like, I'm gonna kill your fucking kids. Steve Buscemi, I think, is like, you know how Danny DeVito made his big comeback on a comedy show and now he's like known for that? I think Steve Buscemi would be perfect for a comedy show. We'll do a comedy pilot and get Steve Buscemi as the third person. He could play an older me, honestly. Steve Buscemi and Tom Cruise.
You looked like you when he was very young.
Well, I already know that when, you know, I'm his age, I'm going to also look just
you kind of look at him. Like, look like him when he's doing, like, the howdy-do fellow kids. He wears kind of, like, the same stuff you do.
Yeah, and we have the same under-eye circles and the same, like, sagging skin. And I people do compare me to him a lot. But, you know, some women find him really hot.
Yeah.
Some women are like, he's, like, really unconventionally hot. So I'm like, hey, okay, thanks. You know? I like being compared to the guy that played the scientist on Spy Kids 2, Island of Lost Dreams.
It's the best Spy Kids movie.
By far.
There's never been a better Spy Kids movie made.
I like Spy Kids 3D, but
3D's a classic. I honestly think I like 2 and 3 more than, because 1's mostly for nostalgia, and I know like 1 is technically a better movie than 3, but 3, I watched so fucking much, like all the time.
Yeah.
I loved it.
3?
Yeah,
I saw it in theaters, man.
Grandfather like be like, in this world, I can walk, Joel.
Oh, yeah, and he's like, 70 feet tall.
He's fucking strong, do anything. And then he gets back in his wheelchair at the end. He's like, but we all learned an important lesson today.
They easily Video could have written it so he bad. Like, dude, they could have easily written it so he comes back to the world. He's like, I can walk again. They're like, no, put him back in the wheelchair. Just, you know. No, but the whole thing is he comes to terms with it, right?
Yeah, but everyone comes in at the end for like a big kind of, that was the Avengers moment, like the end game moment where everyone comes in.
Oh, where everyone's like family. Endgame. Do they say family?
Something. That's from Fast and Furious movies. Maybe they do say. Maybe they say familia.
Maybe. And then they all do like the awesome pose and it's like Spy Kids 3.
Well, I'm talking about like the scientist comes in at the end to help. Like a lot of the characters from the past movies come in at the end to help with when the dude's in the big robot, when Sylvester Stallone's in the big robot.
Fucking the Mike Judge playing the president of the OSS.
What's his fucking name? Donegan Giggles.
Oh, yeah. George Clooney plays the president
of the United States.
Dude, that cast is just bizarre.
I didn't know who he was the first time I saw Spy Kids. So I was like, that's the, yeah, okay, some guy.
I mean, I watched Spy Kids like older and I was like, these people are in it? The fuck?
I mean, it's Robert Rodriguez, who is super, you know, well connected.
Very well connected. Him and Tarantino did a double feature. They're pretty close.
I think it was fucking Eli Roth, I think.
Eli Roth
directed
McGee?
One of the, what?
Eli Roth McGee?
Yeah, it was Eli Roth that directed like the fake movie in Inglourious Basterds, the one that they're watching.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Because you know how there's the fake or the real movie, but the fake movie for the, it's a real movie in the movie, but
it's not in real life.
No.
Yeah, they hired me to write the fake movie for the real movie. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I got the directed and everything.
You saw that they're rebooting, they're doing a reboot of Spy Kids, right?
Didn't they already do that?
Well, they made
it was Spy Kids 4 and it had
now
Joel McHale and Jessica Alba in it.
Yeah, they're rebooting it now with Robert Rodriguez is doing it. And it's,
whatever happened to Machete in Space?
Gina Rodriguez and Zachary Levy.
Okay.
That's someone from Spy Kids acting in. Here it is. The Spy Kids franchise is getting a reboot.
As a Disney Plus original series? Or as a movie? Disney Plus original movie.
I'm seeing if anyone's coming back. Alan Cumming? Okay, I don't need the history of Spy Kids, dude. No word yet on if Carmen or Junie will pop up in the reboot or if we can expect more high-tech gear like the Machete, Elastic Wonder, and Instant Cement. An agent's is only as good as her gadgets, after all. But in the meantime, please enjoy Alexa Vega's rendition of Isle of Dreams while you wait for your next assignment. Dude, I thought that was so sick of the Spy Kids 3 when she's, like, doing the concert. She's singing the Island of Lost Dreams.
I was just pumped for the Island of Lost Dreams that, what's her name?
Into the second
Emily
resort.
Osment was a part of it because she was in Hannah Montana.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I recognize her from Disney Channel.
I had a bit of a crush on her.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Pigtails were flying.
Oh, yeah, dude, that was fucking awesome. William Osment's little sister. Can't believe she landed that role. Hey, we're going to take another ad break.
I never made that fucking connection until now.
Yeah.
Now that you mention it, they look alike and everything, too.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Well, there were some technical difficulties.
Yeah, it wouldn't be super mega without some crazy technical difficulties. Just, I guess at some point, every single camera stopped recording. Because, you know, I deleted everything off the memory cards, the 256 gig cards.
But
apparently, if you don't format it, even though there's nothing on it, it still thinks that all that space
camera,
is...
Huh?
Yeah, all that space is taken up still, it thinks. So... It recorded until it was like, wait, that's enough. So, yeah. So, I'm not sure where the conversation cut out.
Something Spy Kids.
Our lovely editor, Luke, probably, you know, did a fantastic job.
Stitching it together. I'm sorry, Luke. I know that's... It's got to be a pain in the rump.
Yeah. Well, we've had to do it a bunch with Game Grumps and Markiplier and, you know...
It's a job. Super mega.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Super mega. It's a. There's always. That's the thing I've realized is no matter how long we do this, we're always. There's always going to be like those technical difficulties, and we're always going to lose footage. And
that's just the name of the game, baby.
That is, baby. You know, it's like if you're like a craftsman. You know, every now and then you're gonna drop a couple nails.
That reminds me of back when I was. Do you remember when I was editing Deadly Premonition for Game Grumps?
Oh my god, yes, dude.
All the audio from the game got cut out, and I think I proposed the idea, but they were like, "Is there any way you could save it?"
Well, it's because we had just started a week before, so we wanted to look really good, and you were like, oh, "I can just add the audio," and they're like, "Yeah, you should do that." And you had to add every sound effect.
Gunshot, footstep, door, like the car driving shit. I mean, it all probably sounds good. I don't know. It's Deadly Premonition. I think the thing that saves it is that it was Deadly Premonition,
yeah,
which is a game known for just kind of
goofy,
being off kilter. So,
yeah.
But
yeah, that shit was.
We recorded zombie sounds.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It was me. Chris and Aaron, I think, all recorded zombie sounds.
Did a bunch of, I totally forgot about that. And also, we totally forgot. You guys want to see some ads? Unless there was already an ad break right before this.
And if not,
here's the ads.
But if there were ads, Matt, you look like a fucking idiot.
And we're back. Yeah, and I look like an idiot if there were no ads.
Yep.
I look really fucking stupid, honestly, and I embarrass us both. So. Hopefully that's not the case. While we were taking a break and putting the footage on the computers, they released President Biden released the first picture from the James Webb Space Telescope.
It's really fucking cool.
It is really cool.
There's this like one of the first things I notice when I'm zooming. I'm like, there's this like pure red galaxy. I'm just like, what's it like in that fucking world?
The farther away things are, the more red they are, too.
Oh, okay. So it's just a distance thing.
It could be that it's just that far away because... Because
there were some white vortexes. Some white.
What's crazy also is how vortexes. Far apart all that shit is. Like billions of light years, even though it's all in one picture. If you were like, stretch it out. It's really cool, though. They're releasing the first two like official pictures tomorrow, and those are supposed to be crazy good.
4K?
Yeah, but Biden's like, oh, I want to do it first. So they dropped a picture. And you can see, like, all the light bending around the galaxies and shit. Super cool.
He's trying to cut into when it says, like, Biden leaks photos or something like that. So the keywords don't...
Oh, you're right, yeah. So instead of it being about Hunter Biden's
penis...
Biden
photos.
He was an hour late. And he was like, I was planning a trip to the Middle East. I'm like, no, he's probably on the phone with Hunter, like, God damn it. But... Mr. President.
Sleepy Joe.
Yeah, but basically, I'm very excited to see what that telescope does. I watched it take off back in December.
Did you salute?
No, I didn't watch it take off. I set my alarm, but I slept through it. Because they were supposed to launch it on Halloween. They were supposed to launch it for like years, and it kept getting delayed and pushed, and then they launched it on Christmas.
Was it a budget issue?
Yeah, I think so. And just because NASA's very underfunded, because everyone's like, what the hell? What good is space?
Space Force.
I know. They say, what good is space? And they don't give NASA any budget. But I think it's just so cool that, you know, it's like they should give it more of a budget. If we could put like $700 trillion into the military, put a little more on NASA.
And then like the argument, it's like, what is finding out about, what is getting these cool pictures from space do?
Yeah, well, it's not about
for us economically.
It's economically. Because it's not just about getting cool pictures. It's how we understand physics and the entire universe and science, which, you know, has a lot of, hey, Jesse Pinkman. It has a lot of applications.
Name the show.
Sopranos. It's not Sopranos. Breaking Bad.
Yes.
Sorry. Yep. Messed that one up a little bit. Oops. But yeah, it's super cool. I cannot wait to see the rest of the images.
What's cool?
The James Webb Space Telescope.
Space?
Space.
Nice.
Is so
beautiful.
Cool. So cool. So cool. You know what's crazy is we were going to use that song in our space documentary, Markiplier's space song, and we ended up not doing it, but in the process of while we were doing it, we got the Gregory Brothers to whitelist our channel to use that song.
Yep,
so now technically our channel is whitelisted to use that song, and
officially,
we won't get a copyright strike.
How many other channels have that whitelist? you know?
Probably very few. Like, Markiplier probably has it. We might be the only other one that has the official whitelist.
Just us and Markiplier.
Gregory Brothers, Markiplier, and then us, you know?
Maybe
that's pretty special.
Maybe Vsauce? Vsauce has his fucking hands in everything, huh?
Yeah, man, that guy's just fucking, he's got his hand in every cookie jar from here to Timbuktu. Something weird about that guy.
It's like Brent's long-lost little brother.
He does, man. I love Vsauce. Michael.
Vsauce here.
Yeah. Michael. No, Vsauce. Michael here. Is it Vsauce Michael here? Or Michael Vsauce? No, Vsauce Michael here.
Yep.
Yeah, dude, that guy is such a nerd. It's such a fucking dork. I wouldn't mind slapping him and taking his lunch money.
How do you explain that?
Sound like Chris Hansen.
Explain that.
What do you mean by that?
Matt Watson.
What do you mean by that?
What are you doing? Matt Watson.
You sent a picture of your genitals. The way Chris Hansen draws on his, like, words and letters, it's like, he always said, I just love the way he's like, you sent a picture of your genitals. Does that long draw. Leighton does a really good Chris Hansen impression.
I think it's one of the, if not the only reason why I wanted to hire him.
Yeah, it's the only reason we keep him around, because it makes me laugh. You've seen it. It makes me laugh every time he does the impression.
He doesn't do much to make me laugh, but that's a surefire way.
That, no matter what, he just pulls out the Chris Hansen voice, and he does, like, some hypothetical situation where it's like Tobuscus, and he's like, well, this is one nugget and a biscuit, and it makes me laugh every fucking time. He can just do a great impression. I can't. But To Catch a Predator is such a fun show.
Fun?
Yeah. I mean, the guys on it seem like they're having fun.
Chris Hansen's having a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, I watched one where he, like, looks at the guy. Where he's like, you know, this brings me no pleasure.
Oh, you know.
And I'm like, oh, yes, so. It does, Chris.
He comes up with little catchphrases each time.
Oh, yeah. How you doing, Tex? I'm like, the cowboy yeah. walks in. Dude, that.
What was your plan here tonight?
You sent a photo of your genitals. I really like my favorite thing about To Catch a Predator is the unnecessary, like, police force they use when the person goes outside.
Just, you're free to go.
Free to go. And he's like, okay. Walks outside just, like, timidly.
Get on the fucking ground!
Like, seven officers. There's one where a guy in a, it's like a neighborhood, and a guy in a ghillie suit jumps out of the bushes and just tackles him. Like, I'm like, they had to just go get a ghillie suit for this. Well, I mean, what else is the fucking,
it's pretty,
like,
deserved, though.
Yeah, what else is the police department going to use a ghillie suit for in the middle of, like, Idaho?
Hiding,
you know,
bushes from a unsuspecting pedophile.
It's really fucking funny, because they just, like, they could just walk up and be like, put your hands behind your back, but they're like, we really got to go all out. And they, well, I've noticed in more recent episodes,
like, a good ending to an episode.
Yeah, but in more recent episodes, they haven't been doing that as much. And I think that it's maybe because they're like, maybe less with the police brutality.
What do? They go, you're under arrest, or do they just cut?
I've seen some. I have some where they just arrest them. I like when they're like, what's outside? And he's like, I don't know what's waiting out that door.
No, I've seen this before. I just want to, like, I'm ready now.
Walks out, and he's like, okay.
I don't know what you're talking about. They just go right out that door.
I mean, he's like, comes out already knowing. He's like, I mean, they send, like, a fucking, like, running back. Boo!
They send, like, a full SWAT truck through the fence.
Run him over with the truck.
He's, like, going around with the wheels.
They peel him off the concrete, like, press the barrel of the gun so hard into his temple it basically just, like, leaves a massive imprint. Get on the fucking ground! Break both his arms.
Inflate him back up.
I love they run him over with a SWAT truck, and then on the other side, he's, like, flat, like, cartoon style, like, and then he,
Tire marks on
him. Yeah, and then they have to peel him off, and he goes, whoop, whoop.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, but they have to blow him back up, and then they arrest him. Yeah, man, that show is fantastic, though. That's always been a fun show to watch.
A fun show to watch. The, what is it called? The Rehearsal?
Oh, yeah, Nathan Fielder's new show on HBO. That's starting very soon.
I still didn't get a clear understanding, like, I think fully of, like, what he was doing until, like, I talked about it with you. So basically, he's just, it's all set around one person. He's trying to make believe everything around them is happening naturally.
But it's all planned out.
But it's all planned out.
Plans for, like, every possible scenario, and, like, rebuilds their house. And I don't know. It looks weird, but, you know, I trust Nathan Fielder's. I think that it'll be very funny. It looks like a Nathan for You concept that they're like, we can make this into a whole show.
Well, anything to get some of him again.
I know, man. I've missed him. He produced what's that show? Forgot. Concussion, cool. Man. Fucking, I just can't remember anything, man.
Because Eric Andre's last thing was, like, a movie he did, right?
No, they're doing another season of the Eric Andre show. They just announced it. He's like jacked for this one. I know, right? They're bringing the show back. They were like, this is the last season.
That's sick.
They're bringing it back. They got a... They already said like some of the people that are going to be on it. But again, I can't remember.
Oh, also earlier, there's a confusion. Haley Joel Osment, for some reason in my head when you said...
Well, I don't even know if that got picked up. Because the cameras might have shut off.
Never mind. Who cares?
I told Ryan that Emily Osment was William Osment's little sister.
And in my head, for some reason, William Osment and Haley Joel Osment fused.
And he's like, no way!
I see it now.
Yeah. I mean, they do. She looks like she could actually be William Osment's little sister.
They could all be siblings.
I think she's actually older than him, though, technically. William Osment's, what, 19?
I thought he told me he was 26.
I'm pretty sure he's 19.
Oh. I don't know why he told me he was 26, though.
He looks old. When did he tell you that?
He told me when he came by to film for that, like, Halloween thing we did.
He would have been 18 then.
Yeah, he said he just turned 26.
It's weird. I mean, he looks like it, for
Asked
sure.
Asked me if I wanted to go grab some beers.
Did you?
No, we were on our way to the bar, and he's like, oh, something came up. Could you actually just buy me a few beers from the 7-Eleven while he was on a phone call or something, so.
Just imagine that William Osment is secretly underage, lying to everyone, and he just wants to score beer so bad. Not even liquor, he just wants beer. And it's like, hey, man, I gotta go, dude, but I lost my ID. Would you mind buying me a beer real quick? Give me, like, a six-pack? Dude, thank you so much, man. We gotta hang out again soon, man. I promise I'll take you out to the bar. Just goes home, drinks like two of the beers, has a crazy fucking night.
Is there a bar called The Bar? It's gotta be.
I guarantee in Los Angeles there's a bar called The Bar.
There's one in Portland definitely called The Bar. The Bar Bar.
Let me look at this.
You know, I love that face, Matt. I mean, your face in general, but that specific, yep, that right there. It's beautiful.
The Bar.
The Bar?
I'm not really seeing a place in LA called The Bar. There's The Bar Exam. Any megheads take The Bar Exam? Yeah. For what? You're wasting your fucking life. Do something fun like me and Ryan, you jackasses.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Defending people that are accused
probably
of crimes?
Guilty. You're probably defending murderers.
Innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, I don't think so. OJ was proven innocent.
He was.
And everyone thought he was guilty.
O.J. Simpson is innocent.
Yes. He is.
I love that. Just the short clip. O.J. Simpson is innocent. Yes.
Yeah, if like anyone... You guys can...
That was wonderful.
You guys can clip clips from this podcast, too, and upload them to YouTube. Do they?
I'd imagine... Well, not to YouTube. I'm probably...
Well, you guys can post them on TikTok or YouTube or whatever.
I was going to say TikTok, definitely. Definitely Twitter, TikTok... Probably Instagram and TikTok are probably the two biggest.
No, because honestly, when people like repost clips from the podcast with a catchy title or thumbnail or whatever, it you know, sometimes they pop off, and honestly, it's free advertising for us. So
if you want to try to become famous, piggyback off of our content.
That's right. You can upload clips from the Super Mega Cast, and then one day we'll change our mind and copyright strike you and take you to court.
And since all of your notoriety at that point had been attached to us, and all you're known for is making videos about us, for us, that you really have no other course of income.
Well, we never said you can make money off the clips. Let's set that one straight. All right? That money is me and Ryan's.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be a part of the lawsuit we probably bring upon you.
It'll be like a class action lawsuit against a lot of people. No, that's the other way around. It's a lot of people against one thing's a class action. They could do a class action lawsuit against us. And use this clip as saying that we said they could do it.
But
did we say they could monetize
it? This podcast is actually all scripted. This is art.
This is art. It's scripted, and we're playing versions of ourselves that are saying ridiculous things that we'd never actually say or believe.
The teleprompters are acting up. I had to ad lib a little this episode.
Me too. And I don't know. How do you feel about people monetizing podcast clips they post of us? That's how I feel. I'm just gonna whatever. Yeah. I don't think it's like taking revenue away from us. Yeah. Also, like podcast clips aren't going to make a substantial amount of money. So I don't know.
It's more for getting your face out there.
We've let compilation people monetize and keep the money on their compilations
all
in the press. All press is good press. Hunter Biden, what's happening right now? That's good press. It is. He's got a big cock, dude. Like, I know that, like, people on the right and conservatives are like, look at this shit. But it's like, y'all, you can make
big
fun of him.
Big dick, does drugs, fucks chicks.
Yeah, only thing he's missing is a little rock and roll, you know? Like,
was he playing any rock and roll?
Probably. I haven't watched all the clips. But here's the thing. They can make fun of him for smoking crack, for sleeping with promiscuous women. They cannot make fun of him for having a small penis.
No.
And you know they wish he had a small penis. Oh, yeah. They're like, God damn it. He's got a big cock. But, hey, I'm not defending Hunter Biden either. I honestly just don't give a fuck.
I mean, Donald Trump, what do you think? Do you think big penis? Small penis?
This fully isn't like a politically charged
answer.
I genuinely just think based on like his body type and how he looks, no, he doesn't have a big penis.
Or it looks small compared to the rest of his body.
Yes. I could see maybe earlier in his life, like when he was very fit and he was like in the real estate business when he was like 30, 40. I could have seen him maybe slinging some meat, you know?
But now you think it's just kind of tapped out?
You know, he said he's never drank, never done cocaine. But I'm like, dude, you were in the New York real estate industry, like with the mafia.
That's how he was so successful. He learned to stay away from that shit.
That's true. Yeah, you're right.
Keep your mind clear so you can always make those business moves.
That's what Chet Hanks said today. He posted a video about God and staying sober. It's just one part of understanding God.
Well, Chet Hanks is a fucking loser. So.
Stop. I've signed up for Chet Hanks' self-mastery program.
Hey, all he's done is bully you.
Yes.
That's it.
He sent me some very mean messages.
He just gets mad at you for not sending him money.
No, it's...
Or signing up for his pro.
I paid for it and I signed up. And then he's just been really brutal to me. And then, well, I haven't uploaded like my progress pics because I haven't done anything. And he messaged me, he's like, upload your fucking pics. I thought about maybe just uploading the ones. I took the initial ones and I might just upload the same ones again. He's a fellow though, man. That Chet Hanks. He's just really aggressive. Like, some of the things he said to me, I genuinely was like, whoa.
I don't know. Like, do you think Tom Hanks has any fault in that?
Oh, I don't know.
Or do you think it's fully up to Chet now? I mean, Chet's an adult.
Chet's a grown man, but I think. But basically, like, look at Colin. You know, Colin is Tom's kid as well, but he's like a respected actor and very put together.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Chet's not put together. He's very ripped.
Chet's acted before.
Yeah, he actually was just in Atlanta.
So.
And he had like a Trinidad accent.
Like did he?
They made him do the fucking, yeah. He was in a really good show I watched with Bryan Cranston, where he plays a fentanyl dealer.
And that was a show. That wasn't a movie. I forget.
No, that was like a Showtime. Like a limited series. Yeah, but honestly, I'm only hurting myself by not following Chet's advice.
He's aggressive about helping you. He wants what's best for you at the end of the day.
Being sober is just the tip of the iceberg. We have to do more. If you're a man, we have to get fucking jacked. We have to get fucking jacked.
Is this Chet?
You're a man.
What happened to
you? You know that you want to be fucking jacked. You know you want to walk around with the utmost confidence at all times. That's how we're meant to feel. We're meant to walk around it with the utmost supreme confidence, being comfortable in our skin because we fucking have put in the fucking work.
That's right.
He seems calm there.
If you, dude, you, as a man, you need to be fucking jacked.
Like a gorilla. You need to be all muscle, baby.
Honestly, I think that, you know, we're evolving away from monkeys, but I think we need to be evolving back away from monkeys and more towards gorillas.
Yes.
And people like Cheddar, you know, leading the forefront of that, of the next step in humankind's evolution.
Guess what?
What?
Hold up. It's very exciting, Matt. I know you're going to be dazzled. Did you know that there's only 10 days left until you and I can go see Nope in theaters?
Really? Also, I watched like the newer trailer for
I went. Okay. I purposely hid my eyes.
But you showed me the original trailer.
The original trailer. Yeah. Yes. I heard this one.
I won't spoil.
Spoils a lot more.
I won't spoil it. More. But the movie is completely different concept than what I thought from the other trailer.
Uh-oh.
It's like a completely different movie.
Is it not an alien movie?
No, it's an alien movie.
Okay. Okay.
It's just they didn't like the main premise of the movie. They didn't show it in that first trailer.
Okay.
And now they show it in this one. It's a fun premise. Yeah.
Okay. I'm excited.
It looks really fun. Like it looks like a dramedy.
Okay.
It looks pretty funny. Like the first one was pretty serious, but
they have flying saucers and gray aliens.
They show those in the trailer.
Oh shit.
They don't show the aliens, but they do show the saucers. I just fucking love. We gotta make a flying saucer movie. You know?
Or we're gonna write a book, I'm sure, with a flying saucer in it.
Yeah, maybe the next Super Mega book has a flying saucer in it.
Maybe the first one did and no one paid attention and didn't notice it because we hid it behind clever writing.
Fucking idiots. Yeah. The first letters of chapter 2, 7, and 16, UFO.
Mm-hmm. How does it feel that like we can write our damn hearts out, but it's wasted on morons that don't even begin to understand the concepts that we transcribe from our fucking brains?
I understand how the Buddha felt, you know? I understand how people like Martin Luther King felt.
Your coffee looks like poop.
It's matcha. It's not. That's why it looks like poop.
Oh, great. Bye.
Matt and Ryan, that was not funny. But I love Super Mega.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.